This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
New music you need to hear. On Joy 94.9, it's the sound of now. This is Triana Butler.
Welcome in. This episode, I got to sit down and chat with an artist out of the UK who is on the comeback trail after having one of the huge breakout moments of 2019. Talking about Mabel, you'd know her huge hit, Don't Call Me Up. Those hits like God Is a Dancer with Tiësto, West 10 with AJ Tracy, Mad Love was massive. She's back with a brand new song called Let Them Know, and we got to sit down and have an extended conversation about how she's made it through the last year in lockdown and now this new era where she's finding herself more confident and having more fun than ever before. Here's the chat.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
I'm so thrilled to be able to chat with you in between, live tweeted watch parties of Love Island UK.
Oh my God. I was doing the absolute most on Twitter last night and didn't even think to say that I was watching Love Island and tweeting, and so many people were like, stop spoiling it.
But surely you all are watching together and kind of having that experience at the same time, right?
I was trying to be cute.
You've got me looking up where Love Island UK is in Australia now and how I can watch it. So thanks a whole bunch for that. Hey, congratulations on the new record, Let Them Know.
Thank you.
I really get this feeling from it, and I don't know if it's the housey kind of vibe that you've gone with or the visual or the social media presence around it, but it feels like you've got this renewed confidence. You're looking more confident than ever.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what the song is about. I mean, I think I've been on a personal journey to sort of really open up and be who I am and figuring out that confidence wasn't about waking up and just being like, okay, I'm great every day. It's about these are things about me that I love. These are things about me that I struggle with, but I'm okay with all of it. And wanting to make a song that was going to encourage other people to celebrate who they really are. Now that I feel like I'm able to celebrate who I am. And I just wanted to make something fun that we could dance to and that would make people feel good about themselves. I think that's why I'm here as an artist.
Which we absolutely need after the last year that we've had.
Right, exactly.
You've had, we got to talk about this for a second. You took out the Brit Award for British female solo artist with an album called High Expectations. And so you're riding this high. You're about to, I think you were on the way to Australia to perform with Harry Styles later on in 2020. And it felt like the Mabel train was really moving. And then all of a sudden COVID hits and all of that pressure of wanting to follow up High Expectations collides with the pressure and the uncertainty of the COVID situation. How on earth do you navigate that as an artist and as a creative?
I think, first of all, I was let me just take some time to reflect on where I'm really at. So I think when you're on that train and everything's, full speed ahead, you don't really have time to sort of think about what's going on and asking myself, how am I? I think I was quite tired and I hadn't realized. So, it was good to just take a minute. But then, the second thing was, okay, so I've made an album. Where am I going to go next? And I am the kind of artist where I want to wow people. I didn't want to do High Expectations part two. I wanted to come back with music in my own time that felt different. And so, I just started using the time in lockdown to just listen to music and start to write again. And
so what were you listening to?
Oh my God, so much random stuff. So I was listening to Kylie Minogue, I was listening to Madonna, I was listening to Whitney, I was listening to so a mixture of so much stuff that just I honestly Robin. I mean, just listening to music that I loved and not trying to think too much about where I was gonna end up. Because I think that always happens naturally, when you're in a studio and when you have a message, and I knew that the message always had to be something Let Them Know.
When you can see now where you've ended up with this song and where you have, if the listening has been Kylie and Robin and all these huge artists.
For sure. I mean, I think in general, I'm always just like inspired by people who, I guess, push the boundaries and that really are themselves. And I think it's so crazy with like social media and whatever, we're always just like comparing ourselves to other people. And sometimes I think you sort of get pushed away from actually who am I? And I think I would hate to be presenting myself in a way that, you know, to people that didn't feel 100% natural to who I am. And so it was good for me to have the time to just be like, okay, this is me. I'm going to come back 2021 strong and excited and confident. And here we are.
You said push the boundaries. What's pushing the boundaries look like for you?
I think doing something that people, that they don't necessarily expect. I think that's important for me. I think, you know, not sticking to rules in terms of genre and boxing yourself in. And I think just like as an artist, I think just like not feeling like, or as a person, like I have to think before I speak, or I have to like, you know, oh, my hair should be this way, or I should be dressing that way. It's just like, actually, sometimes it's scarier to be yourself than actually, than, you know, pretending to be something that you're not. I think we've all been in situations where we've been afraid to be ourselves. But I think when you can actually step out of that, it's honestly the most liberating feeling. And I just want people to celebrate who they really are, no matter what they think people might think or say.
And that's always the most difficult kind of tightrope to walk as an artist, is to decide, well, how much of this is me wanting to be this super incredible pop star, and how much of it is needing to be honest and to be a human and to be yourself?
Exactly. I mean, I think I really realized, like, I would hate the idea of somebody going to look at my Instagram or any of my socials and thinking, oh, she's perfect, she's got it all figured out, because I don't. So I was like, oh, wait. If that's the way I feel, then I guess I'm just going to have to share more of the like things that are just real and just be like funny and like just be me. And I think that's why I love Let Them Know so much, because it has a deeper meaning, but also the song has a sense of humor to it, because I think we all take ourselves way too seriously. So that's why I love the song so much, because it's like, it's funny too. Like, it's a good song and it has a deeper meaning, but it is just like, it's also just a tee-hee.
It is. It's funny as hell. And it just, exactly as you say, it makes you feel good. I've got to ask, because we know that it's 2021, there's a new album on the way. Is that the direction we're going for this album? Is that how it's going to sound?
I mean, I'm always like, you know, thinking about music as like a puzzle and adding pieces. So nothing's random. There is a plan. I'm back. I'm here to stay. I think, you know, you just don't know, like, with timings and whatever, like how things are going to go or when things are going to come out. But I think it's important. Like, I want to keep people smiling and dancing and entertained, and that's why I'm here. So you can expect more exciting things.
Okay, so more of a dancey, housey kind of sound, because coming from that R&B thing that has been such a huge thing for you for the previous album, and this is a very different space to that.
Yeah, do you know what? I think after like collaborating with like Tiesto and Jax Jones, I realized that like my R&B vocal and my R&B like attack and songwriting sounds really good on dance music, and that it's different and fun. So it's definitely something that I've been experimenting with. And I think also just like with the climate and what's going on in the world, I'm like, I'm going to make people dance, even if it's in their homes, even if it's on a Zoom party, people will be dancing and it will be to my music. So that's where my head's at.
Absolutely. So when you're, I mean, having worked with artists like Jax Jones and Tiesto, who are coming from that very dancey kind of space, how much of your learnings from doing those songs are you able to then take and apply to what you're making on your own as just the artist Mabel?
Massive amount. I think, you know, every time you collaborate, you learn something.
So like, let's go through them then. So Jax Jones, what did you learn from Jax Jones?
Okay, Jax Jones, I think I learned so much because it was the first time I'd ever worked at that kind of tempo. So it was, for me, about simplifying things. You know, in an R&B song, in a verse, you'll often, like, tell so much of a story and it'll be like this and that, and there's all these ad-libs and, like, harmonies and with a good dance record, you don't need all of that. And I think, you know, when he was like, we're going to take this away, we're going to take this away, blah, 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 I was like, ah, what are you doing, my soul? Why are you trying to hurt me? And then realizing that actually, you know, there are those moments, you can have those moments, but on a dance record, actually the simplicity and just getting going for the jugular is so important, and that you can tell a story. Sometimes less is more. So I learned that from him for sure.
Who else was there? Tiesto, huge name.
Tiesto. I mean, that for me was all about the vocal. I kept going back in and just doing my vocal because I was like, it has to be the right kind of attitude. Again, if it's going to be quite strict and you're not going to have, you know, layers and layers and layers, it's like your lead vocal has to capture every word, has to have the perfect motion. And I'm so crazy with things like that. And I would listen and they'd be like, okay, no, like, let me do it again because, you know, the beat's so perfect, but like, let me go again. And I think all those things have come into my album. Like I think, and all the music that is to come, like my vocal sounds stronger than ever, I think for sure.
What about an artist like AJ Tracy? You teamed up on West 10, which is such a tune.
Thank you. Yeah. So working with rappers, I think taught me a lot about my songwriting. I think I had always been like really caught up with this idea of like perfection. So even with my writing, I'd be like, well, I have to write everything down and I have to get it all right before I go in the booth and I sing, because I don't want people to think that I've said something stupid or something that isn't great or something that doesn't rhyme properly or a note that doesn't work. Like I need to practice it and then I'll sing it in front of people. Whereas working with lots of people that make hip hop music and that rap, it's like you rap, you just will go in the booth quite often and just like be free. I mean, I call it like word vomit. Like sometimes, you know, you're just in there for like 15 minutes, no words are coming out. You're just like melodies, whatever, and nobody cares. And I think realizing that actually it doesn't matter. Like as long as I go in and try my best, I don't need to have it all figured out. Like I can just go in there and say absolutely nothing for 20 minutes, but there might be one little section that I like or one word that I think, okay, this is the idea of the song, but actually like stop overthinking. That's what they taught me.
That's a very different kind of vulnerability as well, is wanting to totally. Look like the best version of yourself in front of all these really, really cool people in the production studio. Totally. And when exhausting. They get to the point where they're like, well, we don't care, just get in there and do whatever you like.
Right.
You know, that's right. Must feel really freeing.
Totally. I think just in general, that's a good life lesson. It's like, it's not, I always say now, like, it's not about being the best, it's about trying your best. And I think I say that to myself every day. I'm just like, sure, it doesn't matter if I fall over or paparazzi catches some, you know, unflattering angle and people have things. It doesn't matter. The world is going to keep turning. Everything's okay. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to try my best and also have fun whilst I'm doing it, because what's the point if I'm going to be perfect all the time and then I'm not enjoying it? Who's going to give me a gold star? Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Hey, you're back with the absolute all-star gang on Let Them Know. We've got co-writes from Ray, from SG Lewis, from Imani K, which is huge. Working with those three, how's that experience like?
I mean, all those guys, they're my friends. So I think that's the most beautiful thing. Like Imani K, Ray, SG, like, they're like my family in so many ways. And so to me, like to have a friendship and a sort of sense of family and belonging to a group, and then you can also make music together, it's just like the most amazing thing. And we had so much fun writing the song together. Like honestly, so, so, so much fun. And I think you can hear that on the record. Like it's just, there was just giggles upon giggles.
Well, thank you so much for the chat. Really, really appreciate it. The new album is on the way, we think, soon, and the new song is called Let Them Know, which we're going to play now. Mabel, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.